Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Fort Chester, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with this week's winner, New Crystal Restoration. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our wonderful engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Ameridac, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Port Chester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Yes, indeed, New Crystal Restoration is our winner of this week's I Love My Office contest. And for those of you who have tuned in, I'll just explain to you what they're all about. New Crystal Restoration, believe it or not, you probably didn't know this, is Westchester's first and best disaster response and property restoration company. Yes, it is. It's been around for many, many decades, and they specialize in fire, water, mold, and asbestos. And we'll talk more about that with our very first guest. We're pleased to have with us the president of this fine company. She is Lisa Cordasco. And Lisa, congratulations to you and your wonderful staff on your win today.
Thank you so much to everyone at Shark, and I'm so happy to be here and to get our word out to the listeners about our services and our local community. So thanks again.
Now, this has been around for many, many years. Back around 1960, this first started?
Correct. Even though I'm only 25, the business has been in existence for several decades. I'm happy to say that my dad is the founder. He started the business in 1960. We're an independent, family-owned business that helps property owners after a disaster. And what that entails is that, unfortunately, because of so many exposures that people have in their properties to fire, water, all, and other kinds of environmental issues, they need a service like ours that's local, dependable, and very well experienced.
It certainly is. And before we continue with Lisa, I want to ask this question for all of you at home. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How would you like to be a part of this wonderful contest? It's very easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and you enter all your office information. And just like that, you're in it to win it. And these are some of the prizes you can win. Listen to this. A bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist. An assortment of chocolates from Chocolations. A happy hour at Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House. And a social media consultation with MSM Designs. But here's the best part of it all. Wait for it. You ready? A live broadcast just like we're doing today directly from your office. Sound good to you? Good luck. Well, Lisa, let's get more into the company again. So almost 60 years this has been around now. You've been here at this location since when?
We've been here over 40 years. Initially, when my father started the business, he was physically always in Westchester County, and then we found our home in Port Chester about 40 years ago. So we've been at this location, which is very special because we're able to access lots of different regions of the area and be able to get there in a timely fashion. And in an emergency, you want someone there as soon as possible.
And let's talk about that. We got off to a rough start this year weather-wise. We had that long two-week cold snap. We had the so-called cycle of bombs storm, and I'm sure that presented a challenge to you in terms of helping people. How did that go as far as day-to-day operations?
During the cold weather, and especially during times like that, we are inundated with work. What happens is that people have pipe breaks in their homes. They go away on vacation. They lower the heat, which is not a prudent decision. And unfortunately, havoc wreaks their property. So what happens is that in the event that there are damages, they need a reliable local response. And consistently, we've provided that to the community. They'll call our office. We take the information in. Of course, first, we're calming them down because their ceilings are collapsing. They've got inches of water in their basement. There's a disruption to the family, to their ability to go to work. And we get someone there in a timely fashion with all of the services that need to be in place so that we can restore the property back to its original condition.
And going back a ways, you know, when you had to deal with Superstorm Sandy and Irene, those were two examples of extreme weather events that I'm sure presented a major challenge for you.
Yes. And in the course of 60 years in business, we've seen so many horrific things happen to the local community, whether, again, it's during the coal snaps or whether it's during Superstorm Sandy or other kinds of hurricanes and floods. We have the ability to get out and to service as many people as possible. But one thing that has been really what we've stayed true to for the 60 years is that we service what we can very, very well. We don't take on projects that we can't address in a timely fashion, nor do we have the staff and the capabilities to get there. The last thing you want in a disaster is for someone to make a promise and don't follow through on it. People are already in a state where they're emotionally distraught, they're overwhelmed, they are fragile. We don't want to be one more layer in their stress.
That's a good point, because when you have, let's say, a fire, for example, yes, you have your first responders, but once that's done, there's this massive cleanup, and that's where you come in, right?
Exactly. So we work in conjunction with the insurance industry lots of times, especially in that kind of an occurrence where it's a fire. People have and properties are insured. So we will work in conjunction with the insurance industry to make sure that the services that are appropriate and will remedy the situation are in place. We bill the insurance company directly so the customer doesn't have the additional shock of, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay for this? In most cases, they're responsible for their deductible and no more. And what sets us apart is that we have this unmatched local experience. I like to make the analogy that there are a lot of places that sell hamburgers. So you know about the national places and you know about national competitors that do what we do. But then again, you have the place that sells the hamburger local that's been in business for 60 years. You know them, you know it's consistent, and you know it's dependable. And in a lot of cases, it's superior. And we like to think that because of all of the things that we do day in and day out, we provide a superior service.
So over all these decades, at some point you gained a heck of a trust from these people in Westchester for what you do, right?
Correct. And because I'm a little bit older than 25 now, when I first started working with my dad, he had fellow associates in the industry that were of his generation, his age. And now I'm doing business with the second generations of a lot of people in the insurance industry, and now there's a third generation. And shortly after my segment, you'll be introduced to my nephew, because we are a family business, and we're three generations strong, which is very, very special.
And speaking of the family aspect, I want to get into something personal for you. You have a special needs child, and we were talking off air about how the environment plays a role in all of this. Explain that.
It has played a very significant role in who I am as a businesswoman and how it has impacted the family business and our company. My dad ran the business from 1960 to 2008, and upon his retirement, he looked across the table and said, "Okay, your turn, guys." So he passed the baton to me, and I spoke with my dad about the fact that he did a spectacular job for all those years, but the products that my dad was using, and which are still very widely used by most, if not all, of our competitors, are very toxic. Now, I have the personal opinion that there are a lot of environmental components to why people present with autism. So I said to my dad, "I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have, hopefully, the leeway to do it my way." So we reinvented the family business in 2008 to be a green restoration company. And that's very special because we are the first green restoration company in Westchester County. So when you call upon our company to come in and do our services, we do it using a botanical-based green product, which is extremely powerful and very, very safe. Because the last thing I want to do is to go into someone's home and to compromise the health of anyone in that home.
Well, again, as we see in the background, individuals who do have autism, they often struggle with sensory overload, and they also tend to dislike any changes in their environment, from sense to how the environment feels. I mean, it's all connected, isn't it?
It is. Most people don't like their routine disrupted. People like to have a consistent day, a structure, a routine. but it's especially disrupting and traumatic for people that have special needs, and specifically people that have autism. And one of the things that we do is, if we have projects where there are children and or children with special needs or special needs schools, is that we make adaptations and accommodations so that we know what the triggers are for that population, and we accommodate that. Since we are an independent, small boutique operation, we have the capabilities and the opportunity to customize our response and the way that we service the customers that we have. So if we need to come in early because someone has to go to occupational therapy or a mom has to take a child to the ENT, we will make every accommodation to make sure that the family and the individuals are not compromised in as far as their routine is concerned, because we know that that can set off that individual, set off the whole family. And again, after someone's already experiencing a disaster, the last thing we want to do is make that disaster even more complicated.
Yeah, even a lingering odor can be upsetting to a particular child.
Correct. And we find that what we do with the products that we use, which are botanical and green and safe, that we can deliver a product that is effective, powerful, and not exacerbate anyone's symptoms and compromise their health.
Well, all that's just a small sample size, ladies and gentlemen, of what this company does, New Crystal Restoration. Again, we're broadcasting live here. I Love My Office, as New Crystal Restoration is this week's winner of the I Love My Office contest. We're speaking with Lisa Cordasco, as the president. Lisa, tremendous information. And if anybody would like more about what you do, where can they contact you?
Well, our website has a wealth of information. It's newcrystalrestoration.com. And our local telephone number here in Westchester is, of course, 914-937-0500.
Again, that's 914-937-0500. Please call them. It's a wonderful, wonderful company. Lisa, thanks so much for talking to us. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
Again, Lisa Cordasco, ladies and gentlemen, who is the president of New Crystal Restoration in Portchester. Once again, they are the winners of this week's I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a very short break and be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from New Crystal Restoration in Portchester. They are indeed this week's winner of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Terrytown. And we also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. His name is Austin Walsh. He is project manager here at New Crystal Restoration, located in Port Chester. And he, by the way, is the nephew of our first guest today, who is Lisa Cordasco, the president. Austin, good to have you with us here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been project manager?
So I've been a project manager for a little under 3 years. You know, I've obviously this is my family business. You know, I've done work before as a technician for a couple of times, especially when the season was busy, back when we had the hurricanes and everything. So I got my hands dirty a little bit, but then I became full-time about 2.5, 3 years ago. So I've been enjoying being a project manager here.
I kind of take us back when you first started. So you really started from the ground up, literally, working your way up to this job, right?
Exactly, yeah. I didn't have any construction background, no really focus on actual housing or anything of the nature, but, you know, we had a good team in front of me, and I learned a lot within, like, 4 to 5 months, and I was ready to go out on my own, so, yeah.
Yeah. So tell me what it's like to be a project manager, what day-to-day operations are like for your day-to-day business for your particular job.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, so work really doesn't stop. You know, we're here for our customers, and it's my job to meet those customers, so regularly, we're on call, which means that I hold the phone. So if you have a, you know, if you're a client of ours and you have something happen to your house, the phone's ringing to me directly, which means that whatever I'm doing, I need to stop and make sure that I could take care of you at that moment. So what I do is I get the phone call, take down all the information, you know, figure out exactly what happened, and we talk a little bit about if this is going through insurance, if this is something that's coming out of pocket, and then basically gathering up a team, loading up the equipment and getting to you within a 2-hour period. So, you know, when I get to the job, I evaluate the situation. I let you know exactly what my thoughts are, what the insurance company allows for us to do, and proceed with, you know, restoring your place.
You must have been particularly busy given the fact we have the 2-week cold snap and the so-called cyclobomb storm. I'm sure that that had to affect you too.
Oh, yes. This is probably the busiest we have gotten the entire year, even though it's, I mean, talking about next year, last year before that. I mean, the cold, it's very difficult. I mean, it's been under 20 degrees for about a week or so, even more. And what happens is if you don't run the heat, if you go away on vacation, you know, your pipes start to freeze and they break. And we've done multiple jobs where, you know, we've had breaks in 5 different places in somebody's house. I mean, I was in a house the other day and their toilet was frozen solid. It's unbelievable how cold your house can really get. So,
well, that's kind of a basic situation where you need to run the water just a little bit, a few drops, just to make sure that the pipes don't freeze. It's common sense, but some people probably don't remember to always do that.
Yeah.
But that 2-week cold snap really tested a lot of people. And Lisa also pointed out that, in particular, this is the busiest time of year for you.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely have our, you know, sprouts throughout the summer and the spring and the fall, you know, when you talk about hurricane season. But, you know, our company and our industry is based off of the weather. And right now, we're seeing weather that's very out of the ordinary. And, I mean, this weather is pretty bad. It's not even affecting our area. It's affecting, I mean, I heard even Texas is colder than it is over here. So, I mean, it's pretty bad. And if you're not home and you're not taking care of your house properly, you're going to be calling us, unfortunately. But
yeah, it really does start in the home, literally, with the owner. I mean, making sure that everything is well taken care of, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, to make sure that they don't have the issues that you have to deal with, the flooding and so forth.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard for somebody. I mean, they don't, you know, somebody who's not used to construction or used to being in the houses. I know a lot of people around here work in Manhattan, and, you know, they're more of people that are dealing in offices and not really particularly, you know about the houses too much, aren't really sure on how to protect their house. So, you know, we're seeing more and more of these breaks that are very avoidable.
What are the most frequent calls that you do get? Is it flooding related most of the time?
Most of the time it's flooding. We are doing a lot of mold more than ever, especially with the new law that came out that you have to be a licensed contractor to do mold. So a lot of the competition has kind of scarced away. You know, water right now is our main focus. I mean, we have so much going on that everything else is just not on the back burner, but, like, these are emergencies that are happening. So majority of our work is water right now. But while we get into the warmer seasons, a lot of people who don't take care of the water damages ended up having a mold problem. So a lot of people think that, you know, they have a little leak and they think it's not a big deal, but they don't understand that water travels to many different areas. They don't understand how bad the damage is. And then months down the road, they start smelling an odor. They don't know what's going on, and they find out that there's a huge mold problem now.
Well, if a homeowner comes to you for the first time and they're not sure about something, you do testing out there. You come out and test to see what the problem might be, because there's some things you see and some things you don't see.
Yeah, exactly. So when I first come onto the site, you know, they'll show me exactly where the water broke. And then I'll use my, you know, knowledge over the years. And we also use like our water detectors called moisture meters to figure out where the water has traveled. So we'll start where it happened. And then based on where we've seen water travel, we'll check all the walls, the ceilings, the floors. And usually we just work our way down. You know, we'll figure out exactly what needs to be removed. But, you know, a lot of people might just see a water stain in the ceiling and not understand that it went to different sections of their house. You know, change the sheetrock, put it back up, think there's not a problem. And then it's a bigger issue and sometimes not covered by insurance if you don't take care of it properly.
And again, 24/7, that's what this company is all about. It's not a national company, we should emphasize. Again, it's local, yeah. But you do have a very big clientele here in Westchester.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you'll be surprised how many people don't really know our industry. I talk to my friends about it. I've never heard of this before. I didn't know people come out and do this. I go to people's houses for the first time. They didn't know that this is an industry. So, you know, we as a local company have to educate everybody that, you know, we specifically focus ourselves in this industry. You know, it's very intense. You do have a lot of competition, but, you know, for a family-owned business, we really want to protect ourselves, so we have a lot of good staff. We're very educated. You know, me, myself, will be out there coming to your home, not just, you know, four or five random people. We talk through the whole thing. We make sure you get back to a normal, safe environment.
I was going to ask, how many are actually on staff?
So we have about 10 full-time, 12 full-time guys, and then we have a lot of part-time guys based on the amount of volume of work that we have. So, you know, right now we probably have 30 people out working. So.
And they're always out there. It's a cadre of team members that are always out in the field responding to whatever emergency arises, right?
Exactly. I mean, we need to have people there. We can't do work with one or two guys showing up to your house. We need at least five or six people. And we've done jobs where we have, you know, 30 people for a week.
Well, as they say, it takes a village.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, and the problem is in our industry, it's not like it's a regular construction job where you could plan for these things. We're going out there without knowing anything. So we need to prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
So
hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I guess that's how it's phrased, right?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody would like more information, Austin, again, they can call the 914 number, right?
Correct.
And again, that's 914-937-0500. That's for New Crystal Restoration. Again, you just joined us. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. Austin, great to have you with us. Great information, and congratulations to everybody once again.
Thank you for having me.
Austin Walsh, ladies and gentlemen, he is project manager with New Crystal Restoration in Port Chester. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a short break and be back in just a moment.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from New Crystal Restoration in Port Chester. They are indeed this week's winners of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mix master, Matty the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Port Chester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. We're pleased to be joined by both our guests here today, representing New Crystal Restoration, this week's winner, Lisa Cordasco, my immediate left, the president, and to her left is her nephew, Austin Walsh, the project manager. Good to have you both on with us once again. Lisa, let's talk about When somebody approaches New Crystal for the first time and are looking for a restoration contractor, because restoration is much of what you do, what are some of the questions they should ask?
That's an excellent question. People that are looking for a contractor to do restoration in their home or in any type of a structure need to, at a minimum, make sure that the person has experience, that the quality of the amount of time that the person has running these types of project is something that would make your property back to the way it was prior to the event. I like to make the analogy that if you're going to go to a doctor, you want to find a doctor that's well experienced, that has training, that has knowledge, and you don't want to be the first person that the doctor is operating on. So in our industry, we compete against national franchises. They have an exorbitant marketing campaign and budget, so people are familiar with them. But what they don't always know is that those franchises don't have a consistent level of experience. So you might be hiring someone that has 2 years of experience, and the next town over, that same franchise has 8 years of experience. When you hire an independent contractor like us, who's well established, you have a consistent amount of experience, you have a consistent staff, you have extensive training, we have the capabilities to customize your project, and we also have warranties that stand by what we do. I'd like to also make another analogy and an example that if you're going to a restaurant and you get a bad hamburger, that if you're in a franchise, tough luck. You're in a small local restaurant, the cook, the owner will come out and say, I'm so sorry that you have a bad hamburger here. It wasn't cooked to your specifications. I'm going to make it better. We make it better. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But consistently, we provide a great service. We would not be in business for 6 decades if we weren't delivering something that the public and the professional organizations didn't want. And so I think experience mattered. Product matters. When you choose us, you have a company that uses a green botanical-based product. When you use other restoration companies in Westchester and beyond, 9 out of 10, if not in its entirety, they're using a toxic chemical that is hazardous, that requires extensive PPE, and not only puts the team that is delivering the product at risk, but the people and the pets that inhabit that property. So product matters. The other things that matter is dependability. When we tell you that we're going to show up on time, we show up on time. Again, there is a real effort to put the customer first, to do the right thing in a disaster situation like we just had, where we're inundated with claims. We don't tell you we're going to show up and don't show up. We have to be accountable because we're small and we're boutique. So those are three things that really set us apart from competitors and from franchises.
I want to bring Austin here. So we talked about one of the problems you deal with is mold. I mean, that's something that just cannot be emphasized enough. I mean, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. How do you actually deal with that particular problem?
Okay, so typically mold will happen over time. It's not something that becomes an emergency. So we'll usually typically get a call about somebody saying, oh, I smell something very musty, or I see something that looks like mold. You know, you breathe in mold every single day. Mold could look like a thousand things, and a thousand things could look like mold. So what we do first is say, hey, let me come over. Let me check it out. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if you actually might have a mold problem. So we'll schedule something, come out there, explain to them exactly what mold is, what it does, how it actually interacts with the person and the health effects to it. Now, mold has actually become pretty intense with the state. It actually is, it's actually a law now that you have to have a mold license. So you have a lot of these people or contractors that come in that don't have these licensings. So it's very important that you make sure, number one, that the company has a license. Number two, mold always needs to have testing done. Testing has to be done by an industrial hygienist. So that's a whole different license. As a contractor for mold, we're not allowed to do testing. It's a conflict of interest. So I come out there. If I smell or if I see anything that makes me aware that you might have a problem, I'm going to tell you, hey, look, we need to get a hygienist in here. Let's do some testing. Okay. Now, the reason why you get testing is just because you see mold in your living room, mold is a sporicide. So it actually releases gases that could travel throughout your house. So you might only think you have a problem in the living room, but you could have a problem throughout your entire first floor. So a hygienist will actually clarify what needs to get done, what type of mold is in there, and how high the levels are. Once he does his testing, they'll send the report over to us, give us a scope on exactly what needs to get done. We'll write the customer an estimate, and we'll get started if they want to use us.
I was thinking back to when radon was a very big problem. That's a colorless, odorless gas. Is that still a problem today? Do they test for that also?
Yeah, it's a pretty big problem. A lot of people come across it. It's not something we really get involved with. We've come across it. You know, we recommend other people to it, but it's something we've talked about, but as of right now, we don't really get involved. But it's definitely a hazardous environment to a homeowner.
So if you see that mold problem and it's visible, I mean, you really have to mitigate it. You really want to get rid of that, right?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, molds can affect people completely different. It's just like giving a child a bag of Skittles and giving an adult a bag of Skittles. That kid's going to be off the wall, where the adult's not even going to see the effects. So, you know, a younger age, molds can be very hazardous. An older age, it could be very hazardous. It could be hazardous to people who have asthma problems. But there's some people who can, you know, walk around and see it all day and not have a problem. But you really tell people, talk to your medical doctor, let them know what's going on. And, either way, it's definitely known and proven that it is a health issue.
Yeah, but you really have to take that seriously. Absolutely. Can't take that lightly. Now, Lisa, let's talk about how you serve, let's say, commercial properties versus residential, how that differs.
Well, the scope of the work varies depending on the extent of the problem. Just to highlight a project that we did so you can get an idea. So we do small projects, which are around $1,000, to things that are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. One special project that we did, which is near and dear to my heart, because again, in the previous segment, I mentioned that I'm a mom of a son with special needs, is that we were called into a special needs school to remediate a mold problem that was in the building. Now, what had happened was that a contractor had come into the site and had inadvertently caused havoc there by trying to clean the duct system, which was done improperly, and with that cleaning and inappropriate cleaning, dispersed mold spores throughout the building. Obviously, it's very dangerous and hazardous for anyone to be exposed to mold. And at that level, it's very, very serious. So the school had to be shut down for 2 days. And because, again, it's near and dear to my heart, they selected us to do it. And what happened was we went into the building, which was approximately 20,000 square feet. And we were able to clean all of the ducts, clean all of the structure, which we classify as the building, and all of the contents, which means all of the materials. So we're talking about desks and chairs and walls and ceilings and all of the things that are in a school. And we had that structure open within 3 days so that the kids could go back to school. Obviously, we were very mindful of the fact that you're dealing with a special needs school. The kids are very impacted by having their schedule disrupted. So we ran shifts, double shifts, 24 hours a day to get the school up and running so that the parents and the kids were not inconvenienced. And as Austin had mentioned, there's pre-testing and then there's post-testing. So this is not you throw a bunch of hooks into the ocean and try to catch a fish. It's very precise science. You have levels that are high, they're unacceptable, they pose danger, and then you have an independent contractor come back after you have followed a protocol, and then that testing validates and confirms that the job is safe and the job is done satisfactorily and completely and gives the people the opportunity to go back into the site.
I want to ask you a question, like a typical homeowner. How often should they have the ducts cleaned in the house? How often should they do that?
I'll tell you much more often than they do. We are recommending 3 to 5 years. I mean, I think that's just to be prudent. They have, depending on how often the system is on and how old the system is, there are lots of different variations, but it's like any other good maintenance practice. It should be done, and people overlook the fact of what that impact has on their health day in and day out.
Okay. Well, again, for those who just joined us, again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from New Crystal Restoration, and they are Westchester's first and most experienced restoration company, and they are indeed this week's winner of I Love My Office. Just some great information. We're talking with Lisa Cordasco, the president, and her nephew, Austin Walsh, who is the project manager. So very, very good information, Lisa. And again, if anybody would like more information about your services, again, we can highlight the 914 number again, right?
Yes, it's 914-937-0500. And our website is newcrystalrestoration.com. Of special note, too, is that our services are 24/7. So we provide those day in and day out, and we've done projects on holidays and 2 o'clock in the morning and all these wonderful times of the day. And in addition, when Austin was talking a little bit about the mold, we do offer complimentary inspections. So if you call our office and you're suspect about what's going on in your property, give us a call. We will set up a time that's convenient with you, and a project manager will come. They will go over the property with a fine-tooth comb, and if there's something there that we think should be further investigated, we'll help you get that process moving along.
24/7, that's very, very useful. So again, not 9 to 5, it means whatever you need it, you're there, right?
Correct.
All right, Lisa and Austin, thanks so much for joining us again. Congratulations to all of you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa Cordasco and Austin Walsh, ladies and gentlemen. Again, they are with New Crystal Restoration here in Port Chester, this week's winners of I Love My Office. My name is Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment. Westchester Talk Radio will be back with more of I Love My Office right after this.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from New Crystal Restoration here in Port Chester. They are this week's winners of I Love My Office. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kent, our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Great Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mameradec, Saltire Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Portchester, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Once again, we're joined by one of our guests. We've been speaking to him today. That's Austin Walsh, the project manager with New Crystal Restoration, 24/7 Green Emergency Services, and they've been in business for just about 60 years, since 1960. And Austin, we want to talk about a couple of other problems that you deal with, you tackle kind of on a daily basis. What about sewer backups? That's a problem homeowners face. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's just from the title of the type of project, sewage backup, it's very hazardous to people, and it does happen quite often in this area. You know, a lot of the buildings are older, so a lot of the piping and a lot of the usage is a lot more in this area than a lot of other areas. It's a messy, very messy situation. You know, we've done plenty of them. Usually they happen in the lowest part of the house. It's basically right where the sewage line enters into the house is where a lot of the backups happen. So mostly these happen in basements, out of toilets, out of, washing machines, out of sinks, or right out of the sewage trap. So,
is it more prevalent at this time of year because of the extreme cold weather we've been experiencing, or is this all year round?
This is all year round. You never know when it's going to happen. You know, it's not like something you can prep for. It's just depending on maybe you move into a new house. You don't know if people cleared the lines before, and you're just the unlucky person who's happened to catch everybody's backup and kind of just happens. So you can't really prep for it. If you lived in the house for a while, you could probably avoid it. If you clear your pipes occasionally, you want to avoid flushing specific things down the toilet, keep it to your toilet paper and whatnot. But it's, you're talking about pretty nasty stuff that's coming out of there. And, in your home, it's not to say it's a little easier because where it's coming from because the people who live in the house. But when you're dealing with these big buildings and there's, hundreds of people using it every day, you don't really know what's going on or what's in that kind of particular things.
Commercial, residential, the schools. I mean, this is something that is preventable, right?
Yes. I mean, there's some cases where it's definitely preventable. These are, in your schools, you have a lot of people using the toilet for different reasons. And then, sometimes there's a tree line that actually blocks the sewage line and can affect your house, and you've done everything appropriately.
Oh, so if a tree branch happens to fall, that affects the system?
Well, not if it falls. Roots run underneath the ground, and sometimes they, manipulate the sewage line or, detach it or end up causing it to, back up. So.
All right, so if anybody has a particular problem with that and they call you for immediate action, I mean, you go on site there and figure out where the problem is?
Well, we wouldn't really figure out what the problem is. Our job is to do the cleaning. So if you call us and you say, hey, I have a sewage problem, there's sewage coming out of my toilet, the first thing I'll ask is, did you get the problem fixed? And if you didn't, then there's not much we could really do because we could clean it up and then it's going to keep coming back. So first thing first, you need to get somebody to clear the line. Call a plumber or somebody who sneaks the line in there first. They unclog it and then we'd follow up with the cleanup.
Now let's talk about another problem, asbestos. How do you tackle that?
Okay, so asbestos is something that's not really an emergency. You'll know if you have it in your house. Westchester's a very old town, and so are the regions that we work in, especially in the New England area. So really, asbestos has been made for years. It stopped production roughly in the 70s, 1977. It's a fantastic material. It works great in your house. The only problem is that it kills you if you breathe in enough of it. So, you'll find asbestos on roof siding, roofing material, siding of houses. You find it in insulation. You find it in tile flooring. If you have an older house before the 70s, you're probably going to find something. We deal with this usually when people are buying new houses. If you have water damage, sometimes the integrity of the asbestos becomes airborne, And, you know, asbestos naturally, if it's sitting there in your home, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to kill you. But once it becomes, you know, fragile and it starts releasing spores into the air is when it could be inhaled, and that's where it has affects your lungs. So it, you know, enough of it can definitely cause harm. You know, you hear about these cases all the time about these people dying from it, a lot of lung cancer. So our job is to come in there, remediate it for you. We wear our respirators, we wear our suits, we have to build containments, we use negative air machines. We do anything and everything possible to protect the homeowner and ourselves from breathing in any of this toxic material.
You never really think about asbestos as a double-edged sword. When they think of asbestos, oh, it's a major health problem. Every time they hear that word, it's like a four-letter word. I mean, you hate hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very publicized. It's all over the place. I mean, every contractor should know what's going on or what asbestos looks like. You have a lot of people who don't even realize that it is asbestos, and you could have a contractor come in there, rip out the whole place, and there was a bunch of asbestos he ripped out, and now, you know, you're having a major health issue because of it. So, I mean, it's something that you definitely have to watch out for and be careful dealing with.
Well, again, if anybody would like more information about their services against 24/7, they can be reached anytime, and the number is 914-937-0500. Again, that's New Crystal Restoration. Austin, good information. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. That's Austin Walsh, the project manager with New Crystal Restoration. Again, if you just joined us, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment and have our final segment coming up. We'll be back with more of I Love My Office right after this word.
Woke up this morning, my head is so bad.
Probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from New Crystal Restoration here in Port Chester, and they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McKay, and our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenac, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Port Chester, and MSM Designs at Tarrytown. And we also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, back for our final segment, we're pleased to have with us once again is Lisa Cordasco. She is president of New Crystal Restoration. And Lisa, we talked about, of course, what you do business-wise, but you're also active in the community, as any successful business would be, being here for close to 60 years now. Specifically, what do you do to reach out to the community?
Well, since we are local and since we are Westchester, our hearts go out to local Westchester charities and organizations that we feel that we could give back, whether it's with volunteering in time or a monetary donation. Some of the charities that we like to support are ones that are very close to home. As I had mentioned, my son has autism, so autism and programs for the developmentally delayed are near and dear to our hearts. So we do both, participate in walks. We participate with monetary contributions. In addition, we support the ovarian and breast cancer. It's called Support Connection in Westchester County. It's a wonderful organization that helps women that are experiencing challenges and health issues with breast and ovarian cancer. We find, since we are a woman-owned business certified in the state of New York, that we like to help other women and understand the challenges that they have. In addition, my dad, who is the founder of the company, has Parkinson's disease. So Parkinson's disease is something, again, that we participate in the walk and do monetary contributions to. And then we have some smaller charities that are near and dear. We find that with the national ones, yes, we do like to contribute to those and participate. But again, we have neighbors in our community that are on food lines and need our support. So the Salvation Army in New Rochelle, we're happy to be able to give lots of holiday and Christmas presents to people that would not be getting a gift, and to be able to make monetary contributions to those establishments. We are physically in Portchester. Portchester has many special features to it. It's a very rich Hispanic community. We have the Carver Center here in town, which we've done some charitable donations there as far as doing some maintenance projects there, and our local Catholic church, which is right across the street. We, again, over at the church, have also done some volunteer projects. So one of the blessings that you have when you become profitable is that you have an opportunity to help other people that are less fortunate. And we pride ourselves with giving people good service every day and being very blessed that we are able to do what we do, love what we do, and to help others in the process with either volunteering and or providing monetary donations.
Yeah, so monetarily in the walk. So, I mean, this is something you do on a year-round basis. I mean, it's not just during the holiday season when people are most in need, all year round, right?
Correct. Well, we like to believe that charity starts at home. So we take care of each other. We're a small boutique operation, and our employees are family. We take care of them first, and then we go out into the local community and then beyond. And that volunteering and that making any kind of a contribution is very important to us. We believe that it's an integral part of who we are as a company.
Well, to be around as long as you've had for close to 60 years, you couldn't be around that long without some sort of recognition. Tell us about some of the accolades you've gotten.
So I had mentioned that we're a certified New York State women-owned business, which is very special to us. The company is now spearheaded by a majority of women. We employ 40% of our staff is female, and we're very proud to say that that we have that distinction. When I had first started with my dad a long time ago, people looked at me in heels and a skirt and said, "You're a general contractor and you can provide restoration services." I said, "I sure can." And we've been, taking the baton from my dad, and my sister-in-law, Rosemary, and I have been at the helm for 10 years now. And we're very proud of the women distinction and women contractors and providing service with what we think is not only unmatched experience, but with a compassionate emotional component to it. Because a lot of what we do is initially handholding, making people feel safe and comfortable, and providing a level of empathy, and then rolling up our sleeves and getting to what needs to be done on the building side. In addition to being a certified women-owned business, we also have received some really nice accolades and awards. In 2006, we were the recipient of a Family Business Award, and in 2007, a Small Business Award. Those distinctions, Westchester County, our home for almost 60 years, so those mean a lot to us. Being in business for a long time and giving back to the community with what we do as a service and what we do as a staff is very, very important to us.
I can't imagine how your dad must have envisioned this when he first started in those humble beginnings in 1960 to be what it is today. Did he envision it would become the kind of boutique company that is today, would grow like that?
My dad is a lifelong Yonkers resident. He is probably one of the kindest, nicest men you'll ever meet. He did a lot of what he did as far as building the company based on looking people in the eye, doing it with honesty and integrity, and never getting to a point where no matter how successful my dad became, he still understood his humble roots and was extremely grateful for everything that he was blessed with. So initially, dad just wanted to put food on the table. He was my brother and my sister, who both work with me here at New Crystal Restoration. He was trying to just provide a living for us. And lo and behold, he created just a wonderful, wonderful company that helps people day in and day out, 24/7. And very, very proud of my father. He's a wonderful man.
And again, we want to highlight what New Crystal Restoration is, as it says in the brochure. Westchester's first and most experienced restoration company. It was really the first of its kind when it started. It really was back in 1960.
Yes. And now, again, reinvented in 2018 as Westchester's first green restoration company. We provide 24/7 emergency fire and water damage restoration. We have an environmental division that helps property owners with mold remediation and asbestos abatement. We have all the licenses, the certifications, the expertise to deliver a great product day in and day out.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like more information about this fine company and you need their services, here's where you can call them. It's 914-937-0500. Again, that's 914-937-0500. Again, that's New Crystal Restoration, the winners of the I Love My Office contest. Well, Lisa, it has been an absolute joy having you on with us, and you and your nephew, Austin, and a fine staff here. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much. It's been our pleasure to participate. We love Westchester, and we love Westchester Radio.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Cordasco, again, president of New Crystal Restoration, the winners of I Love My Office. Well, that'll do for this segment here of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield, and I want to thank my fine crew, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer for the outstanding job he does. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, Shark Creative, thank you as well for setting this up for us. And, of course, to you at home, the audience, we can't thank you enough for making radio great every day here at Westchester Talk Radio. Well, that'll do it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show and found it very informative and enjoyable. My name is Jim Cleefield. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.